Tantor Audio, a division of Recorded Books, presents Grits in the Graveyard by J.L. Collins, narrated by Tiffany Morgan. Chapter 1. What Happens in Vegas. Illusions are to amuse the mundane mind, while real magic is used to ensnare an enlightened mind in possibilities. Or, at least that's the way Grandmother would explain it to me. In other, less haughtier words, magicians are just playing make-believe in a world full of the real stuff. And the old hag had a point. Magic acts were one of the top-selling shows in Vegas, aside from Britney and Celine, of course, and I happen to have scored the best seat in the house at this show, my own. I stepped my high-heeled foot on stage, ready for the first show of the evening. Little did I know my timing couldn't have been any worse. Honestly, the night started like any other. My dressing room was practically sparkling clean thanks to my absolutely angelic assistant, Corinne. She knew about my need for organization and neatness in order to keep calm, and she saw to it that I got what I needed. The costumes were all hanging, freshly dry-cleaned on the clothes rack with the various boots and heels all glittering from underneath. My notes and various pages of stage diagram and the like that inevitably ended up strewn all over the darn place were tucked neatly into folders she made for me. Bottles of my favorite brand of water were lined up against the lighted vanity. And not a single smudge on the mirror, mind you. Yes, she was my saving grace, but when I walked into my dressing room, her usual calm and collected demeanor was gone. Corinne was the flurry in my room, this time pacing back and forth, her eyes wide. I'd shut the door behind myself, frowning. "Corinne, darling, are you all right? You're looking a little flushed there." She shook her head, though it didn't seem such a conscious effort on her part. Birdie, we have a problem." I stopped dead in my tracks. "We do? Well now, I don't much like the sound of that." The honeyed drawl in my voice was strong whenever anxiety creeped into it. Old habits die hard, as they say. Corinne held up her phone, where a video of a familiar-looking news anchor with his hands nervously splayed out on the desk in front of him was going live. The headline emblazoned across the bottom of the screen had me blinking my false lashes so hard I was sure to need them reapplied. "Witches Among Us. Startling proof during press conference." Even though I was in my usual sneakers, I somehow managed to stumble as I took a step toward her. "What's this?" I whispered.
I don't know, Birdie. There were some people who were giving a press conference somewhere in England, I think. They claimed to be part of some kind of organization."
In my head, I silently pleaded with her not to say it.
"Like an organization of witches. They had a name, but I forgot it. It sort of sounded medieval, like the Knights of the Round Table. The High Order of Magic? Oh, it was something like that anyway. They looked like normal people, but then they did something. Everyone at the press conference was shouting, some people crying even. The camera cut out for a moment, and then it was so strange. One of the men was levitating off the ground. There was nothing holding or pulling him up. Birdie, you have to believe me."
The blood went cold in my veins. So, the High Order had the brass ones to go public. Had I missed the memo? None of my connections had said anything about this happening. Yet, here we were. The rest of the world now paused, collectively wondering what to do now. And I didn't want to know the answer one way or the other. It was my own experience that whenever you stood out for something you couldn't help, others were there on your tail, ready to bring you down into the shadows. I fixed my gaze on Corinne, who was clearly shaken up by this announcement. "Leave those folks to whatever they claim to be, and let's focus on what we can control. And that's our first show tonight, right, darling?" She nodded.
"But what about you? Aren't you worried?"
We both knew what she meant. She'd never come right out and said it, but I knew she was a smart girl. She'd figured out the truth not long